Welcome to the Lauren of Love podcast, where we believe that self-healing is a spiritual journey and your success on that path is inevitable. I'm an expert self-healing guide, a mentor for women who are on their life transformation journeys. I'm also a success coach and a deep advocate of plant medicine, which I talk about a lot on the show. But the Lauren of Love podcast isn't about me. It's about helping you move one step closer to your dream life and creating the reality you deserve. Whether you are healing chronic illness, childhood trauma, financial blocks, or you just want to love yourself more in this lifetime, you're in the right place. Join me every week as we talk about spiritual principles, conscious life creation, and success strategies to expand your mind, heal your heart, and bring you back home to yourself. Okay, here we go. Hello, you guys. We're here. A new episode of the Lauren of Love podcast. Wow, it's been a little while. Maybe you're new here. Hi, if you're new here, hello. I'm so excited to have you. Welcome to our beautiful community here in a deeper way. I love to talk to you guys on the show. It's like so special. I feel like whenever I record an episode, I just imagine myself like sitting in a group with all of you guys just like talking, and it just feels really special. So I just want to say, if you're here and it's your first time, thank you. And if you're returning to the show, welcome to a new hot episode. Quantum leaping, baby. I'm so excited. I've been taking some time off of the podcast because this year has been, oh my gosh, like I just feel tingles all over my body as I'm talking about it. It's been a whirlwind, baby. Like so much has been happening. The Lauren of Love brand has exploded. It's like an understatement. I went and looked at like our podcast listeners, and our podcast listeners have like 6x'd, which is really cool. Like it's really awesome. Instagram has blown up since, you know, back in April or May, from like 20,000 people to 210,000. It's phenomenal. The amount of students we've had in our group coaching programs has been phenomenal. We just finished our HEAL program launch, and we had 95 gorgeous women say yes to the process of going on the 12-step healing method journey, which I'm really excited about. And now pretty soon, we're going to be opening up my other group coaching program called Wild Wealthy Feminine, which is my entrepreneur-focused program that specifically is dedicated to helping women heal the energetics around business, leadership, and money. So this conversation today just feels like it's coming at a really appropriate time, and I want to really hold space today to share vulnerably about my personal quantum leap. Because if you've been watching, well, let me just say this. I had a friend, a client of mine, she reached out and a couple of months ago, and she's like, Lauren, I've been watching your Instagram grow like it's a reality TV show. Like she's like every day, she's like, ooh, juicy, another 5,000. Ooh, juicy, what's happening? And it's been really cool and beautiful. And I really want to hold space to talk about what I've learned in this quantum leap experience, because what is happening now in my entrepreneurship path is a 4-year full circle moment that is incredible. And there's so much lesson here. There's so much medicine here on how to collapse timelines and make what you want happen faster. Okay. So welcome to a beautiful conversation. My name is Lauren. If you're new, hey, what's up? This is the show where we talk about all things spirituality, self-development, personal growth, money mastery, healing, plant medicine. I cover so many different things. So if you're new here on the show, I just want to give you a little PSA. Two things. First, go to laurenoflove.com/podcast because on that page, there is an organized breakdown of episodes. Obviously, we're on like episode 350 something. So there's a ton of content. And what I've done on laurenoflove.com/podcast is collected my episodes and organized them by topic. So if you're here and you really want to learn about self-healing, there's a whole section for that. You want to learn about plant medicine, there's a whole section for that. And I'm going to be developing a PDF guide at some point that's going to make this the structure of scrolling through and finding the content you need a little bit easier. But for now, go to laurenoflove.com/podcast. Can't miss it. And go download some episodes that feel supportive for you. And then the second thing I want to say is that if you do listen to the show and you love it, it would mean so much to me for you to leave a review. And because the reason for this is not because I like compliments, it's actually because when you leave reviews on the show, it allows the show to become more shareable and more searchable and more accessible to people who are needing these topics as well. And I want to help as many people as possible. And if you're here, you probably have that calling on your heart too. You probably have a fire in your soul that says, I want to help as many people as I can in this lifetime. So hopefully today's episode really helps you move that needle forward in a quicker way. So in today's conversation, just to give us an overhead view as we open up our dialogue, we're going to be talking about quantum leaping. Now, for me personally, I used to roll my eyes at this term. Quantum leaps, like, sounded like a video game level up. Like, it just felt so fake and so superficial and so new age woo-woo. And I'm a very deep spiritual person, so for me to say that, I think, means something. But quantum leaping in context, if you're here and you're like, what is this? This is the idea that there is a way and an ability for us to collapse time to get where we want to be faster. And this is rooted in the premise that, you know, what we think takes X amount of time, we can actually collapse that and make a massive jump to almost like what seems like overnight create what we want. And I have myself, as I've mentioned a little bit so far, have had a very big quantum leap. This has been the last, I would say, from like April until now, this last year has been a huge quantum leap. It has been the year where I completely jumped into a whole new reality for my entrepreneur timeline. And now that I know how to do this, I want to share the steps and the process with all of you. So we're going to be diving into that. I'm going to be talking about the method that I used to really erase the obstacles and the resistance that I was feeling within my field so that I wasn't stopping myself from creating what I wanted. I'm going to be sharing a little bit about what was stopping me on my journey of creating this big, massive shift before I actually did. And I'm going to be sharing the cool realizations and ahas and synchronicities of what manifested through my process and how you can actually quantum leap in your life. And while we're talking a lot about entrepreneurship today, because that's really where everything has been happening for me in this particular season of my life, I also want to say that there is a lot of medicine here for any person who is trying to get somewhere in their life in a faster amount of time, whether that's into a new financial reality, into a new health reality. But today specifically, we're talking about getting into a new entrepreneurial reality. So yeah, my business has exponentially exploded, massive, huge shift. huge shifts in not just our Instagram numbers, but our visibility in the podcast, our amount of active users in our community features. It's just been really, really, really amazing. And the enrollment for HEAL was phenomenal. If you guys saw me launching the HEAL program last month, we had 95 students inside of the HEAL program. And last round, just for context, I think we had 7 new students. So I want to just say that because for any of you guys who feel like it's taking a lot of time to get where you want to be, please remind yourself that in an instant, things can change, like massively. And that's what we're diving into today's episode, how to make things massively change in a short amount of time. So without further ado, let's dive in. Before I start teaching you all of these things and before we start diving into all the juiciness of this, I want to say that there are some pieces of my entrepreneurial background that you kind of need to know to like understand what was really surfacing here. Before a really big quantum leap, there is often a huge amount of resistance. Can I just remind you that, please? Because on your journey of creating what it is that you want, you have probably had these experiences where resistance has created setback. And I just want to encourage you to have the belief that resistance, when you push through in a healthy way, not forcing, but when you push through that resistance or you power through that resistance in right relationship, that's where the epic shifts are. And that's where the real quantum blow-ups will happen. It's when you say, oh, I'm meeting resistance, let me go further. Now, I'm going to talk about that a lot in this show, obviously share, you know, my own journey of what I was feeling and navigating in my own process so that you can figure out how to quantum leap in your own life. But the backstory here is really, really, really important. So I've been an entrepreneur full time for almost 10 years. That's insane to me. Oh my gosh. Wow. Since 2015, I quit my job. I took a big leap. And I went for it. And I grew my business to a very, very successful place where in 2019, I was making about $700,000 a year. But I was really unfulfilled. I was really unhappy. I was really stressed. I had no time freedom. I was at energetic and emotional capacity. I wasn't working on myself. I was just pushing to make more, have more, do more. And for those of you who are trying to figure out how to collapse time, I mean, working harder is not what does it. Like, I just need to be clear about that. Like, that doesn't get you anywhere. So in 2018, 2019, I was kind of experiencing this like peak of capacity, and I had no room emotionally, no room time-wise in my schedule. I was just kind of at a brink, you know. And in that year, I put my business on hold for 12 months. And I shut down all my programs. I took this really deep pause. I went to Sedona and did a year-long sabbatical study for spirituality and plant medicine. And the details of that are in a totally different episode, right? Like, we don't have to go so far into it. But what's really important to note is that I intentionally crashed and burned my business because I was emerging into this new version of myself. And I remember talking to another entrepreneur at the time because I was realizing just how painful it felt to let go of something that was working but really wasn't working. And I was having so much resistance just changing my direction. Maybe you've felt this before where you have a realization that the work you want to do in the world is just very different than what you've been doing. And you feel like people aren't going to like that change. You feel like you're not clear in how you're showing up. You feel resistant and afraid. And I was talking to this entrepreneur and I was, you know, I really admiring her because she was, in my time of knowing her, she was constantly changing directions and she was shifting and shifting and shifting and shifting and just going deeper and deeper into who she was. And it looked almost effortless for her. And things were moving so fast. Like I could see her just one minute change her mind and all of a sudden, boom, like things exploded. And here I was changing my mind and everything felt hard and everything felt forced and everything felt scary. And she said to me, she's like, yeah, I just ripped the Band-Aid off. That's what she said. She's like, I just ripped the Band-Aid off. Like so nonchalant. And I was like, ugh, how? Like, how do you do that? Like, how do you actually have the courage to do that? So I'm just sharing this so that you guys understand that in this moment around 2019, taking this very long, deep pause, I was awakening to a whole new direction in my business that you see today. I was awakening to the HEAL program. I was awakening to the Wild Wealthy Feminine Method, right? My group coaching program that's opening next month. These programs that are, they've now been around for like 3 years. At the time, shifting into that felt really, really scary because it was showing more of my spiritual essence than I had ever shown before. Like I had talked about entrepreneurship, but the Wild Wealthy Feminine Method was all about healing the energetics around money and visibility and leadership and looking at our deep wounds. I was embracing this new perspective of authority that was positioning me not just as a teacher, but as a space holder and a facilitator and a quote unquote healer of helping people actually rewire these parts of themselves. And that responsibility felt so scary to me. And for anybody who's listening, for who's spiritual, right? Like for my spiritual ladies out there who are doing an intuitive based style of leadership, whether that's being a coach or being a healer or a space holder, whatever it is that you do, if your work is intuitive and spiritual, I say this with such attitude, but like, good fucking luck, because it's hard. It's so hard. Like I send you so much love. The ability to like energetically get behind things where you're like, what am I doing? Like literally, this is just like channeling through me. It makes no sense. I don't know if I'm doing this right. I don't know if like this is responsible. Is this even making sense to people? Like it's a scary, to surrender into your intuition is like a very scary process. So between 2020 and 2020 and 2023, I was trying so hard to like make it happen. I was launching these new programs, HEAL, the Wild Wealthy Feminine Method, my mastermind, and I was just feeling afraid. And I was recognizing in those early seasons of getting these new programs online that I was not in my power the way I used to be. When I was running my old business prior to the Lauren of Love brand, and I was marketing myself as badass business babe, right? Shout out to anybody who remembers those years. I was really leveraging myself on what I was good at. I was good at making money. I was good at logistics. I was good at teaching people how to scale. I'm a Capricorn stellium, for God's sake, and a 6'2 projector. So I see big visions and I climb big mountains and like that's me. So like I'm good at those things. But what I was really called to do was not necessarily something that I was good at. It was something that I was called to, right? And when we're called to something, there's a part of this we need to understand is that when we're called to something, it's a new study and a new experience that we have to embrace beginner's mindset with, right? I didn't know how to be a strong healer. I didn't know how to be a strong channel. I didn't know how to be a strong space holder. Those were things that I had to learn over time as I studied that art deeper and deeper and deeper. And the other part of this that's really important is that being a newbie to that type of work or embracing that part of you, that brings up a lot of shadow. It brings up this fear of like visibility. It brings up fears of rejection. It's almost like the work we are about to do is so big and so immense and so important that we almost mirror that magnitude within ourselves as we feel fear. So it's like when we have a very, very big dream and a very big vision and a very big awareness that we're going to do big things, we feel the bigness of our fear mirroring that. And so for any of you who feel that, congratulations, you got a really, really big dream. But the point of all of this background is to say that I was noticing that for 2021, 2022, 2023, I was not playing at the highest capacity that I really wanted to be in my life. And I was patient with that because I knew that I was learning something new. But I was also getting kind of tired of my own shit. You know what I mean? I was like, man, I know I'm like really destined for big things and like nobody's responding to my Instagram content and nobody's engaging with my stuff and it's so hard to get people to sign up for my programs. And when is this going to happen? Like I was just feeling like I was waiting and waiting and waiting. And I was like, damn, I'm over it. Like I'm over it. This is so hard. It's so hard. And I just want to like presence that thought. Like it's very hard to show up. This is normal to feel, okay? It's very hard to show up over and over and over and over again when you're not getting the results you want. And if you're not careful, that pattern of showing up over and over and over again and not getting the results you want, if you're not careful, your reality becomes that versus being mindful of the fact that this is temporary. And like some people, what ends up happening is we recreate it over and over and over again where we're just like not getting where we want to be. And that's our story. We like never believe we can get where we want to be and we're stuck. So some of what I'm going to share today for those of you who relate to that of just being stuck in the loop of like it never happens for me is going to be very helpful for you. So keep listening to this episode. But for a long time, I wanted a quantum leap, but I knew if I was being really honest with myself, I knew that I was actually also terrified of quantum leaps. So I would see people who were my friends and like personal acquaintances who would blow up. I mean, like I could tell you 20 people off the top of my head who I watched overnight explode. And it wasn't overnight. It looked like it was overnight, but they were moving faster than me and they were going, getting ahead of me and they were achieving bigger things. And I was feeling for a long time very frustrated by that because it looked so easy for them and I was still trudging along at the slow pace. So the first thing I want to say as we're talking about this is if you're the type of person who is moving at a slower than you want to pace to manifest what you want, you have to understand that the reason that that's happening is not because of your skill set or your abilities or your brilliance or your value or your worth. The reason that is happening is because of your relationship to safety. Now, safety is a really interesting concept. It's a big part of the Wild Wealthy Feminine method because when we want things and we don't have them, most of the time it's because we don't actually feel safe to have them. And the truth is for me, as I was doing my deep work over those 3 years of like, why is it I'm holding myself back? Like, why can't this be easy for me? Why is it so hard to get visibility and turn this ship around and like build this? I've built a big business before. I've had huge business months before. Why can't I make this mission as successful as the last mission? And I played all these stories, right? I was like, well, I'm like spiritual and people like don't want spirituality and this is healing work and people think I'm weird. And I had to go through all those processes of judgment. But what I realized, what it really boiled down to was the fact that I didn't feel safe for these quantum leaps. If I visualized myself with 1 million followers, I would instantly contract and feel terrified, right? If I visualized having hundreds of people in my programs, I would feel really panicked on the idea that maybe I wouldn't get results for all of those people. It was a really deep wound that I had. And I could couple that with recognizing like I kind of had business trauma because I grew something to a very successful place and then I burnt it all down and it crashed. And I did that consciously. I made that decision because the old thing I built was no longer serving me. But even just like consciously ending a relationship, you grieve all of the time and all of the effort and all of the energy that you put into it, and it didn't work. And then we can, if we're not careful, things get really trippy and we're like, well, that didn't work. Maybe it's me that doesn't work. Maybe I can't sustain success. Maybe I am not good enough. Maybe I am somebody who's not meant for this. So I was doing a lot of deep looking at myself. I was walking through the HEAL method. I was walking through the Wild Wealthy Feminine method. And I was really getting clear. I'm like, okay, where am I like not feeling safe? Where am I holding myself back? What are my stories about money and losing money and having money and feeling safe to have impact and leadership and visibility? I was like going through all the deep stuff, right? It's like, I gotta fix this. So around April or May of last year, we had the doors open for the Wild Wealthy Feminine program. The HEAL program. And just like I do for all of my group coaching rounds, I was setting my own personal intention. Now, the HEAL program is a 12-step method of healing where you can declare any intention you have and you walk yourself through a 12-step healing process that I have. And so I did that in April and I was like, I'm going to heal the resistance that I have to being successful and visible and powerful. And one thing I'll tell you about quantum leaping is that quantum leaping only happens when you first set an intention to heal, because we can't come at this from a place of like, I want to get this thing so that I feel good enough about myself, right? Like I can't sit here and say, I want to quantum leap into seven figures if I'm not also saying I want to heal the parts of me that I don't love or that I'm afraid of or that are stuck so that I can have that outcome. Like that's how we have to do it. Because if we're doing it the other way around and we're saying, I want to have this thing so that I could feel good enough, the universe is like, I see you, girl. That's bullshit. No, because we are, the universe, spirit, source wants us to be in right relationship with all things. And it doesn't want us to chase outcomes to hope that we feel a certain way. The universe wants us to use our journey of manifesting and creating outcomes as a tool to actually heal first, right? And so I went through the HEAL program and I set that intention of, I want to heal my relationship with visibility. And after you set your intention, like if you have a quantum leap desire and you say, okay, I want this thing, I want like X amount of dollars, X amount of followers, whatever it is. And then we say, okay, I really actually like need to heal. The next step of that process is the clearing and the facing of all of the things that are on that timeline. And so this started to happen for me back in April. We got an unexpected tax bill in the mail that was really, really, really challenging and very scary. My dog passed away, which was really, really hard and felt like a big cycle close and a cycle leap. And there are other parts of the story I'll get into too, but just one thing I want to say here is that for a lot of people, when we meet resistance in the trajectory of our timeline, right? Like we're going on our path and then we meet resistance. Some people like sink into it and allow it, but there's a difference between that versus like facing and going into it and walking through it. The only way out is through. And so a lot of people meet resistance and fall backwards. You know, they get stressful financial situation, you know, present in their life and they go, oh, I got to give up now. I got to go back and get a regular job, or I got to, you know, unenroll in that program I signed up for, or I have to start, you know, slowing down in my business to be more responsible. And like we lean back. And what we really need to do is walk into the fire and face it. And so I remember this like very concrete moment. This was like right before my quantum leap was happening. And this is something I want to remind you guys, is like quantum leaping happens in this like resistant moment. Like this is where you step into that portal. And so I'm like in the car holding my dog. She's dying. It was just so challenging. And I got her at a time in my life, like this is little synchronistic fact here. I got her at a time in my life where I had taken out my very first loan and did it for my ex-husband. And she really represented, this was back in college, she represented so much financial suffering for me, like, because that's how she was birthed. I literally bought her through my irresponsible, unsafe relationship with money. And so here I am, I'm holding her, she's passing away. I'm like, oh my God, what is happening? My husband and I are in the car and we're having this really intense conversation about this unexpected financial hardship that we're now facing. We're like, what is gonna happen? Oh my God. And in that moment, we had a choice. We decided that we could either lean back, give up, use this as a sign to step away from what my dreams were and go back to regular reality, or we could lean in and fight for what we want. So we leaned in, baby. We leaned in. And this was my way of saying to the universe, yes, I will walk through this. And if for any of you guys in Quantum Leap process, I want to say that one thing I'm doing this month in my Soul Portal monthly membership, where I do trainings every month, I'm going to be releasing a masterclass on how to quantum leap. So if this is resonating with you, come join us. It's like less than $1 a day. You get trainings every single month. And this is just the first step of that, like leaning in and facing. So that was what happened for me. Now, this is my phase of clearing and facing, and it showed up in my relationship to money with this really synchronistic moment, you know, in the car with my little pup. And oh, I miss her so much. She was such a beautiful dog, but she taught me so much, and that cycle closed, you know, she passed away. And then I had a realization that I needed to clear in a deeper way, that clearing all my financial karmic ties was one thing, but I needed to also let go of all of the old energetic cords of the people who knew me in my old identity. And so this was also a step I took in my quantum timeline process, where I made a conscious decision to remove followers from my Instagram world that were associated with my old brand. And at the time, I had to remove 11,000 Instagram followers to bring me down to like less than 20,000 followers. And for a long time, I associated numbers with my values. So the idea of like slashing all of these people out and removing them from my follower count, it felt like I was reducing my credibility. But at the same time, I knew I needed to let these things go. So in my IG code course, if you've taken my IG code course, I share this as well. I share the link to the Instagram doctor I hired, who literally went through my Instagram and pulled a report and showed me by handle every single person that was not really listening to what I was posting, who was either a robot or an old follower who didn't care about what I was sharing anymore. And again, I had a choice. I could hold on to the old, or I could face and clear it. So I was like, fuck it, I'm letting go. And so I removed all these followers. I said, go ahead, do it. And so all these followers started to fall off of my account. And little by little, I was cutting those golden threads of all of those people that were tied to me, who expected me to be something that I was never going to be. So I'm sharing this because there's probably aspects of your life, whether that's certain family members or friends or followers, where you're really holding on to the storyline of like you needing to be something for them. And that storyline is what's tethering you to the reality you're in. And when we cut those cords and we let go, we can then grow into what we are truly meant to be. We can't hold on to everything that we have to get where we are going to be. We have to be able to let go. So I did that. Now, I'm letting go of the financial stuff. I'm letting go of the old followers. I'm doing all this clearing work, man. April was just like, clear it, let it go, clear it, let it go. And this was, I didn't even know that I was quantum leaping at the time, but this is like the first thing that I started to do, was just letting all of this old stuff go. And then I had a very, very big moment. I've talked about this in a previous episode. I forget the title, but it was an episode I shared about losing people you love. And I had, from my Sedona time, my year experience there, I had friends in my life who I always felt like didn't really celebrate what I was doing, my success, my entrepreneurship game, my Instagram game, because to them, this was all a superficial, icky thing, right? They were really spiritual and they saw social media as something that was toxic. And so I felt like when I was in those relationships and that year in Sedona, I felt like I was judged. Maybe you have people in your life who judge you for like how you show up on social media. And I could feel myself constricting and holding myself back from being powerful because I could feel the judgment from these people who I cared about and I wanted them to love me. And so around April and May, I have this experience that is very separate from my business, but involved these people where I had my friendships end with them. And it was very hard. It was very hard to lose love from people who you thought would always be in your life. Now, I'm like, my dog died. I'm in financial hardship. I'm getting broken up with my, what I thought would be my lifelong friends. I'm like, man, I'm trying to like create some success. Why is all this shit happening to me? But it was the process of quantum leaping. It was, okay, you know where you want to go. Let's clear all of this out. And so when those friendships ended, I felt this fire in me to create more authentically and to be myself in a more powerful way that I had never felt before, because now I didn't care what people thought of me. I could practice the art of being in my power on social media and not worry about rejection. It was like when you lose people that you really, really, really love, suddenly what random people on the internet have to say about you doesn't really matter. Just doesn't. And so it strengthened me. And so these moments where I was leaning in and allowing the clearing and the facing, it was like the universe was like, oh, okay, you want a quantum leap. You have this prayer to be more visible, to be more successful. Let's get rid of all the sticky stuff, right? Let's get rid of your financial fears. Let's face them and walk through them. Let's get rid of the karmic ties you have around your old identity. Let's shed those things and let them go. Let's face the fear of rejection in the most painful way and walk through the fire. And so when I did all those things, I was strengthened. Now, here's what happens when you quantum leap. The first thing is everything I just talked about, the clearing and the facing and the erasing, okay? We're erasing. Part of what had to happen for me is I needed to erase the storylines of what I cared about, right? And finding new perspectives of empowerment. So I had to honestly not give a shit about what other people thought of me. Truly, I had to come into that place. I had to develop certainty around who I was and what I was doing and what I was meant for. It's like when you're so worried about what other people think of you, your energy is getting leaked. You're leaking your energy. And when your energy is leaked and it's tied to what you think other people think of you, you're not using your energy and your chi to harness what you're trying to call in. You can't create certainty. It's like you're distracted, right? So without all those ties, I could really focus on me. I could really focus on what was coming through my body, my energetic channel, my relationship with spirit. And I started to get really clear on how to channel that authentically. And so rather than worrying about what other people were thinking, if I was doing it right, if people liked what I had to say, I was more focused on how do I harness this message and how can I work on harnessing this message more effectively? That was it. I channeled all my direction inward and upward instead of outward, okay? Wasn't worried about what people thought. I wasn't worried about whether or not I was getting comments or followers or hate or whatever. I was just like, let me bring it out. Let me express this. Let me bring it into my body. Let me channel these messages. Let me bring it out. And so I kept holding the prayer and I kept saying, this is not a matter of if, this is a matter of when. It's not a matter of if I'm going to be successful or not. It's a matter of when. And so all I kept doing was developing safety in the fact that I could be where I was in every moment because the moment was temporary. And I knew that what I wanted to have happen was happening. It wasn't going to happen, it was actually happening, like in time, you know what I mean? And even though I wasn't like, it's almost like if you stare at a pot and you just planted a seed and you're like, when are you going to sprout, right? We have to just have patience and trust that these things are happening. And so that's what I started to work on. I started to work on like, okay, not only is it safe to have what I want and to achieve what I want, but it's safe to be right here, right now, doing this, focusing on my message and focusing on my work and leading with fire. Okay. Developing certainty and leading with fire. And what I noticed as I was creating all this content was that I could start to observe my social media with a new mindset. Okay. So what happened was I decided after this big relationship breakup and clearing all my followers and facing all my fears, I was going to go to Costa Rica to revisit the ayahuasca center that I went to for my very first time. And this was a full circle moment. I had been there 4 years before. I've sat with ayahuasca many, many, many times, but I had this opportunity to go back to the very first place I ever sat. And that was where everything changed for me, right? Like on my timeline, like I can see clearly that drinking ayahuasca was when my whole entire life path changed. And so it was really cool to be able to go full circle. And in that experience, it was so fascinating. So I want to just share some of the synchronistic things here. It's a 4-night experience. You're there for a week, but you sit with medicine 4 times, 4 ceremonies back to back. And the first time I went back in 2019, the second ceremony was horrific. It was like absolutely to date, the most difficult, excruciatingly painful ceremony of my life. It was scary. It was dark. It was psycho. Like it was just really intense. And I've had many intense experiences of medicine work after, but that particular sit always stuck with me as like, this is not cool. And when I went back in May this last year, the second night of ceremony, I went up to the facilitator to be like deciding if I was going to sit. And he was like a very masculine, egoic, cocky man. And I shared about this on a previous episode. You can go back and find it, my Costa Rica experience. But in that dialogue, in that exchange with him, I was just like, no, I'm not going to sit. And I went back to my hotel room and I decided not to sit that night. And it was like, whatever that was, like being able to say no to an invitation to something that I knew was not meant for me, was harnessing my boundaries. And when you're quantum leaping, you have to have boundaries. You have to be able to say, I'm not going to take on what's not mine. I'm not going to be worried about what other people are doing. I'm not going to say yes to things that aren't in alignment for me. I'm not going to placate other people just to be polite. I'm going to do me. I'm going to do what's right for me. And that night, I had a post that went viral. It was my first viral post. And since that moment, I've been able to really see my social media from a different lens. It's really bizarre. It's like, now when I look at comments or likes or engagement, I'm not looking at it to determine my worth. I'm looking at it to show me the clues. And when I'm seeing it from that place of like, what are the clues? Not did it work or did I fail, right? Should I be proud of myself or should I feel bad about myself? None of that. It's just like, what are the clues? Like objectively, without any emotion. Now I'm observing to find evidence to harness and to do more of what's right. And so that's what I started to do. And I started to really look at what I was creating and what was serving me and doing more of it. And so that's the other part of this that's really important, was we have to remove the ego and come into objectivity, where when we're on the path of creating what we want, it's not about am I succeeding or am I failing, because our success is inevitable and we are already in the process of making it happen. It's what's working and what's not, and let me do what's working more because I'll get there faster. That's it. But I'm going to get there regardless. I'm on the road trip. I'm in the car. The destination is happening. I just want to figure out how to avoid the traffic. That's it. It's not like, oh, I failed because I didn't get there in 20 minutes. No, it's like, let me just figure it out, right? Objectively. So objective journeying through my process, that was something I did. And I started to notice that that was having a huge impact. And then I continued to harness the unapologetic essence of my message. I started to harness the fire a little bit more to speak my truth unapologetically. I started to create in a place of like curiosity and exploration of like, let me try this, let me try that, let me explore. And I had safety in all of that because I had done all the clearing and all the facing where I literally had nothing to lose. I wasn't worried about rejection. I wasn't worried about failure. I had all the skin in the game and I was ready to rock because I wasn't afraid and I wasn't giving meaning to these things anymore. I wasn't holding on to the stories of I'm not good enough. This won't work. I can't do it. What if I fail? What if they think this of me? Blah, blah, blah. I had let it all go. And so by the time I went to Peru in December, I was harnessing this and I was creating and I was serving and I was really doing the deep work. And in Peru, I did in end of November, December, I did a 2-week dieta with ayahuasca and Chiricanango, which Chiric is a masculine tree. It's like one of the strongest trees of the jungle, and it's all about strength and resilience. And my team was running the Instagram account with content I had created prior. And when I got out of Peru and turned my phone back on, I think I went from like 40,000 followers to 99,000 followers in that 2 weeks. It was like insane. And it was because I was working on my own strength. I was working on my own devotion to myself. I was working on my own disciplines in how I had dignity, right? That was a really big part of my Peruvian study. If you go back to the podcast episodes, you can find my episode about Peru. I was developing this relationship in my body with dignity and not letting other people take that away and not letting my dignity be defined by dollars or the number on the scale or how successful I am or how many Instagram followers I had. When I took all that power back within my body, and I made those energies really strong in my field, I then could magnetically attract the reflection of that, which was a lot of followers, a lot of income, a lot of impact, a lot of what I always wanted. And it was weird because, you know, I people asked me like, do you feel different? And like, you know, is this everything you ever wanted? And like, as I'm here now where I'm having more success than I've ever had before, ever, I'm like, I'm good. Like, I don't feel like I want to get a bunch of balloons and have like a big bash and, you know, rent a jet and party and go on some fancy vacation to celebrate. I feel like this is my normal and my reality. And so I've quantum leaped. Hello, here we are. Beautiful. I'm harnessing it. The challenges of it have been interesting because as I've grown and had this more impact more shifts in my life. It's felt unfamiliar and also familiar, but like unsettling in a way. Like I'm now at this new place and it's very much what I thought it would be, right? Like I thought that I would feel this uncomfortable energy at this new level, but because it happened so fast, it's been a study of like learning how to bring it into my body, learning how to receive it, learning how to hold it, learning how to not be attached to it, but be grateful for it. And so I'm studying that of like, okay, like now I have more clients than I've ever had before. Now I have more students than I've ever had before. I have more people listening to my content than ever before. And that doesn't necessarily feel like a scary thing, but it feels like a new thing. And the fact that it is new feels unsettling in my body. So there's been some like new ways to integrate that. And there's been some new changes that I, you know, maybe wasn't expecting. Like I have to learn how to have even more boundaries, and I have to learn how to harness my energy even more now. And I have to learn how to be organized with my time even more now. And these are all really beautiful learnings. I was talking to my mentor about this a couple of days ago, and he was like, yeah, you know, like this is just a new level of yoga for you. And that was like very powerful to hear, that analogy of like, okay, becoming a better Buddha, becoming a better yogi, right? It's a level of like new discipline, new study of patience and presence and trust and boundaries. And yeah, and so I'm learning, and it's really fun and it's really beautiful. But quantum leaping is not just about having the outcome that you want. It's about integrating it into your body at a cellular level. So all this stuff on the other side of like, now that I'm here, rather than jumping to the next big thing and trying to hit the next milestone, I'm harnessing what is present. And I want that to be a reminder to you as well, that if you want to get to new levels in a faster way, harnessing what's present is very important. Like if you're here and you're like, well, I'm trying to get healthier. If you don't harness your first habit of drinking 12 ounces of, or 12, oh my God, 64 ounces of water a day, right? You don't have that one habit harnessed. How can you build upon that? You can't. You're going to flop around. So it's like, how can we take the small things that we do and make them stronger? So my Instagram content, making that a more disciplined process. My ability to hold space for clients, making that a more boundaried process. Finessing, fine-tuning, creating more discipline. It's so, so important in the journey of quantum leaping, because the more you do that effectively, the quicker you'll grow. So, yeah, quantum leaps. What's up? Hello. Here we're at. I hope that this was helpful for you guys to hear this story. And, you know, to recap, just for a reminder, to quantum leap, the first thing that's most important is that we have to clear and we have to face. We have to erase all of this old conditioning and all these old stories. We have to rewire our relationship to ourselves, step into our power, and get really clear about our prayer and harness it with discipline over and over and over again. And the deeper you do that, the faster you'll grow. So if you want the full study, step by step, how to quantum leap, you can come and check out the Soul Portal membership. This is my monthly content delivery for my students, where you get access to a monthly meditation, journal workbook, a monthly membership ceremony call with sound healing and meditation, and a monthly training every single month. We also give you astrology reports, suggested book reads, crystals for the month. It's just a really, really cool place to be. So you can come check that out on laurenoflove.com/VIP, or just go to laurenoflove.com and see the membership in the menu bar. And then finally, for all of you entrepreneurs out there, Wild Wealthy Feminine is opening doors next month. I'm so excited. business and money energetics mastery of a lifetime. You want to heal everything that is stopping you from creating success in your life. This is the program that changes the game. It's so beautiful. I love it. I love my students inside. I've been holding interviews with our graduates and I'm just blown away by the stories that they have to share. So I'm going to be bringing some of our Wild Wealthy Feminine students onto the podcast for you to hear their stories. And we have a free special announcement coming up soon. So stick around. Before we go, one last thing. If you haven't already, if you feel called, if the moment aligns, please leave us a review on wherever you're listening. This can be on Spotify, can be on iTunes. Just leave a little love review and tell us how you love the podcast so that more listeners can get access to this content. Thank you for being here. I love you. Have a beautiful day, and I'll see you on another episode soon.